With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. With the end of the legislative session just 11 days away, there's still hope for a bill that would fix the Supreme Court's Hearst decision that all but eliminates well drilling on rural farmlands. Representative John Koster says they're working on a backup plan.
Representative Jacqueline Maycumber of Republic and I introduced legislation to help people in worst case scenario. House Bill 2195 would ensure tax relief to property owners that are affected by the Hearst decision. There's no reason they should continue to pay the same tax rate if their property is devalued through lack of action by the legislature to fix this.
Koster says that's if all else fails.
But if the legislature passes comprehensive solution through Senator Warnick's bill, my bill won't be necessary, and I hope that's the case. But the end of the session's approaching, which is the 23rd, and without some lack of urgency from our Democratic friends, we must provide some relief for those who would be adversely impacted.
Koster says they're doing what they can.
Our idea was to help every property owner, whether they live in rural Washington or downtown Seattle, to understand that they'll be impacted unless we act to fix Hearst, and raising awareness on those urban people that this is going to significantly affect them right on top of their ST3 and everything else the taxes are going to incur because of that. That'll help put some pressure on the other side to come to the table and get this thing fixed.
The bill that would fix Hearst passed the Senate but has stalled in committee in the Democratic-controlled House. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.